Let's go.
Okay.
Recording.
Oh, we going.
Yep.
We're here. Now. Hello. Let's go.
Hi. What up? All right, y'all. We're back. Episode 3 of
In
Show Up and Glow
new
Up.
Location.
It's honestly going to be a brand new location until we get a location.
Series.
Yeah.
When will we find our home?
Tune in next week and we'll find out.
It won't be next week. You know it won't be next week.
So, like always, I'm Glenda.
I'm Nonding.
Wow. And we have a special guest today. You guys have not asked for this, but we're going to assume that you asked for this. We're introducing Heva.
Hi.
You know her. You love her.
Yes.
Actually, some of you might know her. And yeah. Also, some of you might love her. You know, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter because we don't care. Heva, go ahead and talk a little bit about yourself. Okay. And then we'll go into the rest of the stuff. So.
Okay, yeah. Sounds good. Well, like Glenda said, I am Heba. I am 20 years old. I graduated with a Bachelor's of Health Management and Policy from St. Louis University last May. And now I attend SLU again for a dual degree program, JD MHA, which is Master's of Health Administration. And I'm looking to get a health law concentration as well.
That's cool.
In my pastime, I love Liverpool soccer. I breathe, live, die for Liverpool.
She does. Yeah,
she does. If you say anything about the M word, she will lose her mind. And she will Manchester. She will go off on
I
you.
Do not like Manchester. I do not.
With a passion.
No.
Don't
no.
even say Manchester, the street in
no.
St. Louis.
No.
She will.
I also. It.
Don't you mean
I
Liverpool? Also, It's Liverpool.
It's Liverpool Avenue. I hate Manchester Avenue, West County. When my sister lived in Baldwin,
oh,
it was the
trash.
Worst
driving on this
thing
trash.
Ever.
Trash. Yeah.
So, I mean, another trash. Reason to hate Manchester.
Yeah. There you go.
It's the name. It just tainted the area.
Yeah. So we both know Heba from both of us being commuters at SLU and stuff. And so we basically grew to be really great friends, really close. And she's our, basically this episode is a back to school thing. We'll talk about that in a minute. But before we get to that, how has everyone's week been?
All right.
It's up to you, Nani.
Right. Last time I said it was trash. And now it's like... recycling. It's like not great, but like it could be better. Like it's better than trash, but
it was trash, but then you found purpose in it so you could reuse it for something better.
That's a great way of putting it. I was just saying it's not as bad as trash.
There you go.
Recycling is a better concept than
better
trash. But she made it sound all profound and shit, so
yes.
I'm gonna go with
there's some
it.
Philosophy behind that. That's dope.
Yeah, I know. I wasn't even trying to be profound.
Yeah.
This is what the podcast is about. Showing up and glowing up.
You right.
You can show up being reused with recycling. It's good.
Show up and be reusable.
You're a used item.
Great, I'm used. That's
we
just
all are.
What I wanted.
So,
I'm buying my textbooks used.
I haven't even bought mine. I don't even plan on buying. I don't know when the last time I bought.
Smart.
You know what? We'll see.
I've been good. I had a lot of stuff happening orientation, and I'm really tired. And I'm not done yet. I still got more stuff to do. So, but I did a speech day at Convocation. A lot of people liked it, so I'm
yeah.
so happy.
Ooh. I saw that. I think I texted you being like, you're doing a speech. You never responded.
Yeah. Oh, well, you probably text me during the time you was doing
you know
the
what?
Speech.
You could
I texted her last night, and she didn't respond to me.
I'm sorry.
Last night.
Okay.
Yeah. What is
that's
wrong
why,
with
that's
you?
Why I, you know, that's why I texted you.
I texted you
because she never responded.
I was out till 9 o'clock, and when I got home, I fell out in the bed. Like, I was out. I had to make a group chat with 100 people and put all of their phone numbers. I probably have 100 new contacts because my dumb self didn't uncheck fucking don't add to your goddamn context list.
You know what?
So I'm like, who the hell is this? But I love all my freshman babies. But still, I'm like, what the hell? So,
you know what I think? Like, I think you're just making excuse out of excuse.
You know what I think?
100 excuses for every contact you had in there.
I should have never gave you that goddamn broccoli cheddar soup that I got for free. How about that?
You're right. I am eating broccoli cheddar soup.
Right.
It's pretty good.
I just ate 2 popsicles. I want another one low-key, but I don't want to hurt my tongue, so. All right, Hiba, how your week been?
My week? Well, I had my first week of law school. Woo! So that, and last week was orientation. So it's definitely been a busy 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. I've enjoyed it, though. Orientation was well-structured. It was organized. Mm-hmm. The people that they brought were really, like, nice, and they were really, they gave good advice, and the professors there were really motivational, which is good. Mm-hmm. First week of classes, I love my professors, which is really, really good.
Oh, good.
And they're so sweet, so understanding, but they obviously have high expectations, which is normal, you know, but I've... Yeah, so it's been a good 2 weeks.
Are you glad that you said that?
Yeah.
I hate that
song. Me too.
But I'm just trying to get in the groove of things, so it's not...
Yeah.
You know, it could be better, because I find myself just, you know... Mm-hmm. Rushing through things, just trying to get things done.
Right. Yeah, I feel that.
Well, something you're gonna learn about through this podcast is that Hiba is literally like the most successful woman on the planet.
I mean, honestly.
At 20 years old, she graduated undergrad, and she's going to get a dual degree.
Yeah.
You're both years older than her.
Yeah, and let me say this real quick, okay? I love this girl so much. I'm so proud of her. This girl came in last year, and, like, not last year, the year before, I said, okay, you know, freshman, okay, she do it. And, like, the way she was talking, I was like, okay, this girl got goals. Like, okay, girl, I can't wait to see you graduate in 2022, right?
Nope.
No. Nah.
Nope.
She comes to me, she's like, yeah, I'm graduating 2019. I said,
I'm like, wait.
20 what?
I've been here for 4 years. Four. I did my time.
I ain't even graduate yet. I got it till December. I got till December 13, 2019. Shout out. So, and this girl became my mentee / little, which we have a Bigs and Littles in our CSA group. And
she didn't want me.
I did. Hold on. That's not fair. I placed you in top three. It was you, Glenda, and who was my third?
John?
No, it was not John. Was Emma part of it? I don't think Emma was a part of it. Was she? Yeah, no.
Nah. I think we asked her and she said no.
Yeah, she did. Like, so it was
shout
those
out to
two.
Emma.
Yeah.
It might have been John.
A lot of people, it was like me and John were like top cases.
Right. I was trying to force Layla to do it, and she put me as number three. I was so offended. I was like,
she put Glenda's one.
She put everybody. John Glenda, one. A lot of John was one, Glenda was two.
Yeah.
I was three. I was like, really?
I think for most people, I think Nandi was placed three.
I was like, okay, I guess I'm just only the third favorite.
No, but I placed you second.
Thanks.
There you go. Yeah. Thanks.
And you're number one in my heart.
Except for Amish. Amish put me as number one. I think also the people who wanted me as number one, I was like, yeah, you get me because these hoes.
Who was your little? Was it Amish?
It was Amish and Robert.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to Robert and Amish, my babies.
Yeah. Yeah, like, this girl graduated, but she's, like, hella successful, and I always brag about you to everybody, so.
Right.
Because you really be doing some shit.
No,
so. Literally,
I'm cutting you off, I'm so
sorry.
No,
go ahead.
Literally, so, she said, if you were not listening before, we're going to repeat it a lot, but she's doing her JD MHA, right?
Yeah.
I'm also not doing a dual, but I'm doing MHA.
And I'm doing neither.
We'll be in the same... So, we're going to be in the same program, but... The thing is that, like, obviously she'll be a first, not even technically a first year because you're going to do JD first, but we're going to be going through the same program within time.
Yeah.
And she basically, like, first of all, her whole family's successful. We're just going to put that out there too. Her brother and sister both went through the same program. Very successful. Successful, smart, beautiful family.
Yeah.
But
yes. Hella beautiful.
Beautiful family.
I literally... Emphasis on beautiful and smart.
Like. Yeah. Emphasis. But intensify. But basically, I was telling my cohort, I'm like, yeah, like, Hiba's coming. She's like the third out of the three most successful people in this program. And like, she's like crazy smart. Like, this girl's not even 21 and she's jumping all sorts of like heights of success.
Yep.
And she's just amazing. And I'm just like, she's a queen. Hell so if you ever meet her, it's Aww. It's amazing.
Yeah,
so.
No Queen Sheba. She sucked. Queen Hibba. Queen Hibba's who it is.
It's Queen Hibba. Not Queen Sheba.
It's Queen Hibba. Queen Sheba. All right, so let's get into it. So like I said earlier, we have a meme of the week.
All right.
Because apparently people were mad that we didn't do it last week. I didn't know y'all wanted to do this.
People wanted to complain. Cough Adam. Me not doing a meme of the week during the second episode. I didn't even think about it. Yeah. So my meme of the week is actually kind of one that's already dead, but I don't care. But it is a Family Guy meme about where Meg is like, oh, how could you think that blank is better than me? And then they have a picture of Lois, Peter, and Chris in like royal like
clothing.
And then they have like the three things that are better. Like, for example, there was one that my friend Jenna, shout out to Jenna, she sent me a meme saying like, what, I don't drink, but it's White Claw, which is like kind of like a...
It's like a disgusting, I don't understand why the Glenda will know. Like it. It's a fucking seltzer, alcoholic shit.
It's like a hard seltzer or something.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
So basically, White Claw is Meg, and they're like, oh, you think that you're better than me? And then the three options were lake water, beer, and actual piss. I was dying. Because it was funny, because when she sent it to me, we recently went to Chicago. Oh, all right. Last weekend, I went to Chicago. That was really fun. For my friend Chris's birthday. Shout out to Chris.
We're doing shout outs everywhere. Shout out to Layla, just for being Layla. I'm just going to throw that in there.
No, take it back. You put me as number three as your choice.
You're still number one to me, Layla. So it's all good.
I was never number one to you. I don't know what that's
she
like.
She was number three.
But basically, no. Also, they got mad. Like they didn't get mad, but like I say mad because I'm dramatic. But literally, they were like, we edited some parts out because we had technical difficulties last week with the whole like switching because we went over an hour and shit. But I called out Chris in the previous episode, but it didn't make it to the new one. And I was talking about like, oh yeah, I totally called that bitch out, blah, blah, blah. And then they're like, no, you didn't. I'm like, oh, I guess I didn't. So
now you got...
I'm calling him out.
Yeah, you got it now.
He is the one that thinks I'm si se pude rather than si se puede. He's also the one that screams on all the roller coasters. That is him. So there you go, Chris. I hope you're happy.
I am dead.
Okay, all right, so that's my meme of the week.
Hey, so for the back to school thing, so Hibba, we're just gonna ask you these three questions. You just go for it, go over it, and we'll stop once we have to do the actual questions from the listeners.
Okay.
So basically, ask you about your general experience with back to school time. Okay. Then what is it like being so young and already getting your master's? You can talk about that first.
Okay.
And then how do you do the time management? So maybe talk about your experience being young and getting a master's.
Yeah.
Then we can talk about the back to school and time management after that. But go ahead and start off with your experience right now.
Okay. So my experience, it's been overwhelming and underwhelming at like the same time. And the reason I say overwhelming is, you know, when you walk into, you know, the room and it's orientation and you there's about 200 in my class for first year law students. And I mean, they're all older, right? They're 22, 23, 24. It goes up to 30. There are some people in their late 30s. So there's, you know, a wide variety, which is good. I like the diversity in age. But I'm definitely the youngest one there. And that's just difficult in terms of just trying to relate to people. I consider myself a fairly mature individual, but their interests definitely don't necessarily sometimes align with mine just because there is that level of age gap.
Right.
Yeah. So I definitely tend to cling towards those who are, you know, 22, 23, because that's as close as my age as we'll probably relate to in terms of just generational.
Yeah.
Most of the law school, I mean, it's a very, it's a wet campus, so, you know, there's drinking, there's a lot of events. Now, I don't drink.
Right.
And funny enough.
Represent.
Yeah, woohoo! Hashtag Muslims.
Muslims represent!
Halal!
Hashtag halal! And one of our orientation events was, you know, it was, I believe, an open bar. And one of my friends,
oh, that's the worst.
one of my friends, Dylan, was like, are you going to come to this event? Mm-hmm. And I said, oh, I don't know. I don't think I'm allowed in, right? Because you know what I'm saying? Because I'm not 21 yet. So, I mean, the part of that experience of just, there's a lot of things I can't necessarily do because I'm not even of age yet mm-hmm. to even, like, do it.
Right.
That kind of was just like, oh, I mean, it's fine, right? But it's still something that, you know, you just have to deal with in terms of, like, sorry, guys, I can't all, like, socialize and have fun with you guys because mm-hmm. I can't.
Right. I physically cannot get into the building. Right. I'll look in through the window. Hello.
But in terms of, am I happy with the decisions I made in high school? So, I mean, to give people a background, there was a lot of planning that went into it. It wasn't just I walked in freshman year at SLU and just like, I'm going to do 2 years health management and policy. I decided freshman year of high school that I wanted to cut my undergrad to 2 years, right? So that was like the goal of what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. So as said before, I have two older siblings. My brother did the standard 4 years. My sister was able to cut off 1 year and do 3 years of her undergrad. And so I said, why not take it up a notch and let's do two.
You really wanted to beat out your siblings that much.
I really wanted to beat them out. Because like you said, you know, they're phenomenal people and they're great, you know, in terms of just their personal lives, but also their professional lives.
Yeah.
And we went to the same high school. We ended up in the same college. We ended up in the same major. So what happens then is you're going to naturally get those comparisons between like professors and teachers. And, you know, I like that. I don't have a problem with that because they set up a good standard, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. they do.
But then, you know, my competitive nature, because we're all naturally competitive. Everyone in my family, we like to talk. We like to debate. We like, and it ends up in like yelling, right? We're all like, no, this is a high thing. Mm-hmm. So that's like our nature. And so having that said, I was like, no, I'm going to take it up a notch. I'm going to do 2 years. Oh, now,
kudos to you. Like, I have two older brothers. I did not give a shit on how fast they finished school. I'm like, I was like completely different because my siblings, like, we all did different things. Mm-hmm. Like, my eldest brother is an assistant coach for a basketball team in Connecticut. Woo-hoo! For UConn, Solo, woo-hoo! My next brother, he works on Citigroup as, like, a bonds broker, and then I'm here in health administration. Yeah. So, like, we all went different directions. We're like, oh, I don't give a fuck about what you're doing.
Let's
go.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, for my eldest brother, Dia, he graduated MHA, and then he works now for BJC, and there's Center for Clinical Excellence. I think that's what the specific division is. And then my sister also graduated MHA, and then she went on to accept a fellowship with Penn Medicine. So she had to relocate with her and her husband to Philadelphia, which is now where she's at. And we're actually visiting her in October.
Oh, so that her husband went with her?
Yep.
Oh, okay. I was wondering. We were all thinking that. Because like, oh, isn't she married? Are they just going to like leave her here? Or, like, is it 2 year or 1 year?
It's 2 years. It's a 2-year fellowship, and then usually, depending on how well you do at the fellowship, is they'll probably hire you on.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's good.
So that's what they're doing. So I decided, you know, like, I want to still make my own way in what I want to do. I don't necessarily want to do exactly what they're doing.
Right.
And that's where I decided to add the law aspect. But in terms of the planning, again, to get to that stage, to get to that point, mm-hmm. is I learned from my older siblings is what are the classes that you guys took. And since at the time my brother was already enrolled at St. Louis University, mm-hmm. I was like, okay, well, if I want to do health management and policy, because what my family would do sometimes Friday nights and Saturday nights, instead of watching movies, we would just be in debates. So we would be talking. Yeah, I know. So we would be talking politics with my dad, and sometimes we'll be talking like healthcare and, you know, education, and we would just, you know, talk about random topics. And so healthcare was always something that I was interested in and something that I genuinely liked, because that's what it was, the topic that was frequently brought up in my household.
Yeah.
So I knew I wanted to pursue that route. So when I decided I wanted to do health management and policy, just like my older siblings, mm-hmm. We downloaded the course sheet. And this was, again, freshman year of high school. We downloaded the course sheet, mm-hmm. and we started highlighting. I'm like, okay, this course I can take at high school, right? So it was like a pre-calc class. I'm like, I know I'm going to go up to calculus one, so AP calculus by senior year. So I'm like, this will be scratched out. This will be done. Yeah. My histories, I'll get that through AP World and AP US, right? And then I had AP economics, and that fell into, like, you know, the just gen ed. And so I just started taking a lot of courses and planning my high school schedule to cater to credits that would be accepted by SLU. And that included chemistry and biology, which became general ed just because I wasn't pre-med. So I knew I didn't want to do pre-med, so they would count those as my credits. So again, I planned for what SLU wanted, and then I catered my high school schedule, and it just so happened to be mostly AP courses plus a few dual credit. And then what I decided to do is, instead of taking 6 AP exams 1 year, I decided to take 9. So then I self-taught 3 extra courses, like environmental studies, then comparative government, and then statistics. So those are 3 extra courses I'm like, I'm going to add on and see how well I do. Comparative went great. I got a 5. So I'm like, woo, like, this is kind of right. Statistics on the other end was like, oh, like, very low. And that's, like, that was, it was not good. Because again, you know, I was doing too much at that time.
Oh, yeah.
And, there was just not enough time for the courses that I wanted to study. So I'm like, right. I'll just sacrifice statistics. It's not as important, and I don't really need it for my major. Right. I ended up taking applied biostatistics, but it's something that was required in terms of I need to take it at SLU, and I can't take it elsewhere. Mm-hmm. So after doing that planning for high school, by senior year high school, by talking to the admissions team and then my counselors within the College of Public Health and Social Justice,
yeah,
it was pretty much determined, like, yes, we accept these credits, we accept these, and now you are on the track of 2 years, right? So it was finalized before I even attended, like, SLU 101 and all that.
Okay.
That's
dope.
Wild.
That's
crazy. I mean, I will say that was, I think, for me, when people ask what is your proudest moment, that was my proudest moment.
That's legit. Yeah. For sure. Like, so you've been wanting to go to SLU, like, since freshman year of high school, yes, too. Like, this was, like, your idea of coming to SLU, yes, getting your ish done. You were...
Yes.
Meanwhile,
that is so inspiring and so wild at the same time. Because, like, I'm just thinking my high school stuff. My high school self, I didn't start caring about college until maybe junior year. But, like, the dedication that you put is honestly astounding.
It's, I mean, I had to do a lot of research. I researched WashU, and they, I called them, and they're like, we only accept to max 15. They're like, we look at your qualifications. They're like, you're qualified 100%, but we can only, unfortunately, accept 15. And I'm like, at that point, yeah, they have a cap. So I'm like, okay, well, this just won't work in terms of the plan that I have set for myself. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you have to analyze the universities that are, you know, within my area, and then going from there in terms of what I want to pursue. Mm-hmm. As Donding is now looking at a Fenty Beauty.
I didn't know what it was. I was like,
it's my lip balm.
It's her lip balm.
Is it like a clear lip balm?
Uh-huh.
It looks cute. I like it.
So, oh my gosh, so great.
Fenty.
Oh.
Okay. I want to talk about Fenty, but I'll talk about Fenty at the end.
Yeah.
there's great things to talk about Fenty.
But I get what you're saying, because my brother, I have 3 older brothers, and Two of the oldest ones did not graduate from college or high school, but they're you know, on their own career paths. But my brother, who's 30, he's like 8 years older than me. We're really close, and he actually graduated from Harris Stowe, and he was the first in our family to graduate from high school within the kids. So I kind of was inspired by him. He was pretty much my role model. That's and good. Guide of, like, when it comes to education. Mm-hmm. And my parents always told each of us, like, you all have the same opportunity. It's just what you plan to do with it. So it's like, in my eyes, when I was in high school, I'm like, okay, well, I have no other choice but to graduate high school. So I wasn't, like, really excited when I graduated high school. I'm just like, oh, okay, new chapter being closed. And I feel the same way about college, because it's like, it's just another chapter being closed. And then I move on to grad school. So it's like, I don't feel like, I'm excited because I'm moving on to a new thing. Mm-hmm. But it's not like, oh my God, I actually, like, I made it. It's like, in my mind, I'm like, I was supposed to do this. Right. So I don't really feel no different. But of course, I mean, I'm excited, because I mean, I'm going to be a college grad and all that. But, like, I don't feel like I'm, like, I don't know how people get really so, like, drawn for, like, graduation and all this. But especially when you're first gen. Yeah. But, like, since me and my brother were technically first gen together, we kind of were like, this is what we have to do. Like, do we have to do this? And so that's why, like, I feel like education for me has been my way of making a difference mm-hmm. with people. And the more I learn, the more I'm willing to share with other people who maybe don't have access to that privilege of getting right. an education. And so that's why that's why I feel as if, like, being so young and already working on getting to such an advanced stage is such a big privilege. And that's an example of you leveraging your privilege and using that as a way for you to help other people, like younger kids who are mm-hmm. in the same situation, mm-hmm. might want to be in the position you are in, but right. they're like, can't, they don't know how, or they're right. not sure where to go to. And that's a way for you to do that, and that's really great. Right?
No, I agree with you with in terms of the level of privilege. So my mom was and still is a teacher, and she taught fourth grade for a while and then yeah. moved to early childhood. And so she pretty much raised us. Mm-hmm. But like as a teacher, right? Yeah. And so we grew up with very, you know, strict rules. We grew up that education is your number one priority. Education mm-hmm. is mm-hmm. your number one job. It's yep. like that is what we firmly, firmly, firmly believe. And I remember my mom sitting me down, and to this day, the phrase is still ingrained in my head. She's like, "Bees hurt you, Hiba. So mm-hmm. don't get beat." I mean, the standard was mm-hmm. you are gonna get A's. You are gonna get straight A's
yeah.
because you're capable. Not that I want you to get straight A's because it looks nice on a report card. I want you to get straight A's because I know you're capable. You have the ability. You have such great potential, mm-hmm. right? And she ingrained that at such a young age where I developed a certain level of confidence and self-belief in myself where it's right. like, you know what? I am capable of doing what has been sometimes been done by others, or maybe it hasn't been done by others, but I think I still believe I'm capable of doing it. And I mean, it was an example of, you know, sometimes people were skeptical. Like in high school, I'd be like, yeah, I want to do it. And people were like, a little skeptical, like, oh, we don't know if you're actually, you know, because it's hard, right? It's mm-hmm. because it takes a lot of planning, it takes a lot of research, and it's not just doing the research, it's the execution. You have to execute.
Yeah.
And so, you know, from I really, really, really give a shout out to my mom and my parents and my whole like family supportive system, because they're the ones who've always
love
were
you,
yeah, exactly. Love you, Mom, because it was a very positive I'm gonna make her watch this podcast so she can cry.
Oh, okay, only this section. Only this part.
Only this section.
Only this
I'll
part.
I'll give her this
you
part.
You have 30 seconds, and then we'll say, okay,
that's it. Sorry, Mom, you can't listen to any more of it.
Great, I curse so much already. I already told
my mom, like, Mom, you can listen to this episode, but, you know, just don't come in my room saying, Clay, you cuss. I'll say it. I do.
So yeah, I really do give it to my mom and how she raised me and how she gave me the confidence and self-belief. And she's, yeah. you know, if you fail, I mean, that was something that towards the end of my senior year, she's like, you know, she saw me. I was very stressed. I was very sleep deprived. I mean, I would,
Preach.
For a straight month, I would go to bed at 4 a.m. and then wake up at like 6:30. So I would have 2 hours of sleep. Mm-hmm. And I was doing it every day. And on the weekends, I would get, like, a little bit more sleep. But it was very, very unhealthy. It was not really – it was not a good place for me to be in because of how much I really wanted this, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then, you know, my mom noticed this behavior, and she's like, listen, like, it's okay mm-hmm. if you don't make it, if you don't actually reach your goal, because yeah. what you can say is you tried, you gave
yeah.
your best effort.
Yeah.
But don't, you know, destroy yourself in the process, because she's like, realize – you still have a long way to go, right?
Right.
This is only the intro,
yep.
right? This isn't,
only
we're not even in the middle of the book
yet.
Right? Exactly. Yeah. She's like, you don't want to, like, you know, tear yourself down. So I really took her advice to heart, and I was like, mm-hmm. hey, you know what? I am going to, like, clean up the unhealthy, like, sleep habits and
yeah.
and realize that, you know, this is just only a small portion.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, you know, when you find out after going through all of that, and I mean, I didn't really have a social life in high school either. I mean, my friends like hated me, like, hang out with us. And I was like, no, I'm busy. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so I never had a social life. I didn't really have anything more than my academics, because that was just my strong suit. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think for a long time in high school, it was like my identity, right? My education is like my identity. And so being able to say, yeah, I did it. Like, I reached my goal. I mean, that was just a sense of relief. I think that's what it was. It was just more so like relief that I was able to execute what I wanted to do. And there was a level of privilege that, you know, I live in South County, Oakville High. Woot
yeah.
woot. They provided the opportunities for these AP classes and these mm-hmm. dual credit courses. And I understand that some schools don't even offer that because they don't have the capability to do that, right? And so then that bars students from actually being able to go that route. Yeah. I think nowadays they're starting to increase those opportunities in terms of incorporating AP and dual slowly, but it still is dependent on the area and where you live.
Right.
So I do acknowledge the level of privilege of a family support, because I think that also is some level of privilege, because sometimes you get unlucky and you have unsupportive family members, and I was lucky that in my case that was not what it was.
I definitely think that at least graduating from high school or for college is kind of not as celebrated as it should be. I think it's definitely, I come from a similar background, when it comes to my family and education, my mom has her master's, my dad has his bachelor's, but they very much are on the education train. My mom would be like, education is your first job. She would say that education is your first husband, then your job, and then your actual husband is your husband. Because if they leave you. You can't leave. Your education can't leave you.
You know what? That is a good point, because that's something that I was also taught in terms of, you always want to be self-sustainable, right?
Yeah.
You always want to have something that you never, God forbid something happens. It could be a car. It's not that someone walks out on you. It's just maybe that something unfortunate happens. Yeah. Are you able to stand up on your own?
Exactly.
And that's something that isn't just the education aspect, but also personality and confidence, right? Because that's, I think, a lot of people miss as well.
Right.
They'll have one component, but they won't have the other.
Yeah, that's true. I agree.
And, even that, going back on that, it's just that education is seen as an expectation in my family.
Yeah.
Especially as a person of color, as a woman, it's you need to have education on your belt, just to be able to show that you're you are capable of doing whatever you need to do. Mm-hmm. Not to say that people who aren't educated, people who have, everyone has their difficulties, and people who don't, if you have the opportunity, essentially, you should take it. But I think that I was seen as an expectation, but graduating from college is a huge accomplishment.
Yes.
And so is even graduating from high school is an accomplishment, because there's so many people that are not able to do it. And many people, not even because they're not quote unquote smart enough to make it through. Sometimes they can't. Sometimes there's family incidents.
I agree.
Sometimes it is financial. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's just you need to take a step back for your own personal and mental well-being.
Yeah.
So sometimes people don't realize... someone sneezed in the background. I don't know. The mic picked it up.
I hope they okay.
But right. it was a rough sneeze.
Yeah, that was a hardcore. That was an extreme sneeze.
But bringing it back, it's just more so it's something that people should realize that it is a privilege, but it's also a huge accomplishment. And I feel like sometimes we take that being I just graduated college, it's whatever. But it's huge, because there's so many people that can't do it no matter what the reason is.
Yeah.
No, you're right, because, I didn't have a high school graduation. I didn't want one. I mean, neither did my older siblings. We never did high school graduations. And even for undergrad, none of my siblings, including this just past summer, I didn't have a graduation party. And that was by choice, right?
Right.
I didn't want to have one just because I said once I graduate from my JD MHA, I will throw a party then.
Then you're done.
Because that's my celebration. To me, that's my final step. Because in my eyes, I made a great achievement in high school, and I made another great achievement in college. But I'm not done yet. I'm at point D right now, right?
Yeah.
But I still have to get to point F, and I'm not there yet. But I'm over halfway.
Yeah.
But once I get to the finish line of in terms of just my education, right? Then I have a different journey for
then
my professional, right?
Yeah. Everything different. Can get lit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Then I'm gonna. Hashtag halal lit.
You can have Gatorade. Or
you were going to have mocktails?
Yeah. I literally wasn't going to do that. I was like, you could have water?
You could have
juice?
Water from the tap.
Yeah.
You could get Shirley Temples.
This is true, but then I'd have to buy the mixer. I didn't even know that you had to be 21 to buy the grenadine.
The grenadine,
because it's a mixer. And I was like, this is some BS.
Yeah, and all it is literally red syrup.
It's red syrup. Like, you can put that on snow cones.
Yeah.
You really could.
Oh, that's actually really funny.
I love snow cones, though, too.
But I feel that my mom, she wants to throw a party for my graduation. And I'm like, Mom, I'm going to be in school for the next 6 years after this. Like, I'm getting my master's and I got to get my doctorate. Like,
your mom, right? Her point of view is like, my daughter, because, you know, you're the only female, right? You're the female in the house. And you're like, my daughter is doing something amazing. And extraordinary, and she still has ways to go.
Right.
So I want to mark this great accomplishment, you know, and because, you know, my mom was true. Like, my mom wanted one too. But I was like, nah.
Because I'm like, because I'm like, Mom, just like have good food, have an open bar. Of course, you know, shout out to my halal friends. I got y'all sodas ready. We good.
But like, I want a mocktail. Okay. I want to feel Shirley Temple. I want to be bougie.
But I'm like, you know, I'm like, I don't want too much because. I just, at the same time, I'm like, you know, yes, I'm excited to graduate, but I'm like, okay, what's the next thing? What's next I gotta do? Like, I don't even know if I'm even gonna last a whole year for a gap year, because I know me, I get bored easily, and I'm like, okay, I gotta get something done. So, it's like, after my gap year, I plan to get an internship or job somewhere that's gonna kind of match with my field, because I don't want to just get a job just to have a job and say, okay, I make money.
Right.
No, I want to use that time to actually get some experience, get some kind of networking going on during that time. That way I can also start planning out for graduate school in May.
Right.
Because, you know, I'm taking GRE in January after I take my GRE prep course. Then I'm going to start looking in grad schools in May, and I'm apply by December of next year. So it's like, I have so much stuff that I have planned out. It's like, I don't have time to really slack off. But I am taking January off to just like relax and go on a trip. But I still was like, okay, in February, what I need to be doing? What needs to be done now? What are the steps I got to take? So I definitely, I always just felt like, you know, I looked at schools like, okay, I got this done. Good job, Glenda. What's next?
Right.
Yeah.
And I would say that's my similar philosophy is what's next for me, because, you know, once I realized by graduation of senior year of high school, I'm like, okay, I'm going to complete my undergrad in 2 years. What does this mean now? Like, now my whole situation changes. It's
flipped,
right? So now I know, okay, I'm guaranteed 2 years. I'm going to take some summer courses here.
Yeah.
Just to knock out ethics and, you know, some random courses that I really don't want to take. Good choice.
Advice freshman, learn from this.
Yeah. Do take ethics and the second course.
Don't take ethics at SLU.
No,
never
do that. Don't do that. If you can take something, if you can take it elsewhere, please do.
Have you heard my pigtails? They were
going.
That's her shaking her head like, no.
No.
So yeah. I had to then plan for what's next. And so that's when I reconvened. We like to say our family meetings, right? And we had like a nice family meeting, and I was like, okay, so, you know, I definitely want to do some, maybe the administrative route, but, you know, I've always had like an affinity and like I just resonated with the legal field for some reason, right?
I feel that, yeah.
And I think it's just maybe because my personality sort of matches one of like a quote-unquote stereotypical lawyer who maybe does like litigation, right?
A little bit. I can see it.
A little bit. She's like, yeah.
Was a lawyer.
Yeah, I can definitely see that.
I see that.
So I, you know, in my head I was like, yeah, I think I want to do the dual degree, because I've started looking at what does SLU offer in terms of masters, what do they offer in terms of joint degrees, and so that's when I started researching, and then we're like, okay, here's a dual degree, right? You get 2 degrees, the JD, which is a professional degree, then the Masters of Health Administration, which is obviously a master's, and instead of doing it in 5, it cuts a year and it's 4. So I'm like, oh, that's perfect. Mm. It's like as if my bachelor's and master's were switched and flip-flopped, right? 4 and 2.
Right.
So I'm like, I feel like I've, you know, this is perfect in terms of I want to be efficient with my time because I'm big on like time. Like, do not waste my time. That's like one of my biggest things that I don't like.
Preach.
Is don't waste it. I'm not saying that I like hanging out with friends is like a waste. That's not necessarily
no,
but true.
No, like, but just, like, don't take my time for granted.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I agree.
Like, don't take advantage of my time. Like, this is something I can, if you're giving me something that one is just stupid and ridiculous, and I'm like, I'm not even gonna waste my time on this, because it's like, one, I'm too grown for this shit. Two, I don't got time. I'm literally, I'm like, I got too much other stuff to worry about than all this little petty shit. I'm too old for that. So
right.
I can definitely get that.
Yeah, so I time! Really, and so, like, my first semester, you know, fall, I decided to become, like, active with CSA, which was the best decision of my life. So let's just clap for CSA.
Okay. Little CSA, shout out. Also, yes. Little low-key, just going to throw this out now because we're friends. I was afraid of you when I first met you. Yeah, I was afraid. Like, literally.
No, no, no. Said that they were intimidated by me.
No, wait. No,
I did not even think you were a freshman, low-key.
I was like, who is this adult coming in here? You have the wrong... The offices are up that way.
Yeah.
But the thing is that we had a meeting, right?
Oh, God, what did I do?
Wait, I remember that meeting. Yeah, it was my year that I was in eBoard.
Yeah, when you were eBoard.
Yeah, because she was a little freshman, but I didn't know that then.
Yeah.
But we were having a meeting, and then I think we had some issues with our eBoard.
Yeah.
So we appointed someone. I think it was Malaya. Shout out to Malaya. She's back in St. Louis now, I think, right?
Yeah, she's
Yeah. She went to D.C. for the summer, but good on her. Yep. Literally, Hibba, we were like, oh, is there any questions for anybody? And Hibba was like, yes, I have multiple. And we're like, oh. And she's like, so is appointing people like a thing here? Or like, is that all how it is? I'm like, oh no.
No. Special cases. We really needed somebody.
Yeah. Yeah, but she basically had her points. She knew what she wanted to say. She said them. We were like,
so, we were just not ready.
We were not
because no one never really cared in CSA
and challenged.
Before.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we were never challenged. We were like, oh,
everybody was just like, oh, okay, but Hibba was like, nah, explain this, and we were like, oh,
we can't explain.
We actually got to.
We can't explain. Was this during a meeting?
Yeah,
like, I remember this
because I remember you and Khan. Like Khan, shout out to my baby Khan.
Woohoo!
I remember like we were talking about like somebody was trying to take our space, like our commuter lounge.
Oh, yeah.
And Khan was like, "Who is it? I need to fight them." And I said, "You know what? I like this group. I like this. This is a lifelong right here. This is lifelong commuterhood right here." But yeah, nah, I was like, at that moment, I was like, oh, CSA about to change, y'all. It's not.
It did, and it did for the better.
It did, because I'm like, we got people who care, and I mean hardcore.
Like,
care.
It felt good knowing that I was like leaving SLU at that point, or at least CSA, in like better hands.
Yeah.
Because we, like, when we went, we were finding a lot of stuff.
Yes.
When me and like my eBoard got in there, Glenda was also there for part of it. But like, it was just a lot that we were handling at that time. So to know that like the freshmen are coming in, because last year's freshmen, the year before you guys, they were like, they did not give.
We had two people show up to meetings every week. We had meetings every week. Now, I will tell you about this off the mic, about my opinions of what happened my year. But we had meetings every week, and only two people showed up. Ooh. And I was like, this ain't right. And two, like, actually, no, four people show up. Two of those people were eBoard members.
You're right.
So
you're right.
I don't know how that goes.
Literally, it was to the point where people could sit in, like, one of the tables, because in the lounge, the commuter lounge, there's, like, just, like, four tables assorted. Yeah. Literally, one table could be the CSA.
Yeah, and everybody else be talking.
No, like people were there. Like, people in CSA were there, but they were going to play Smash Bros. On the TV.
Fuck Smash Bros.
Hate Smash Bros. Because of CSA. But anyway, the point is that we grew a lot in that year, and you guys were just literally amazing.
I mean, shout out to Masters of Depgiv, because that was like the bulk of the freshman group that attended every like meeting.
Yes.
And they really also were very, very vocal. And my thing is, I actually remember this moment now, because I remember when I asked those questions, everybody was kind of blank. Right. Everybody was like,
we were shook.
And I remember my first like impression was like, my first impression was, how are these people leading and not being able to hold on, going. No, it was a genuine question, because
we didn't know.
I was like, how are these people leading and not being able to like back up anything that they're saying?
But you know, right? without saying anything, without putting no one out, it's just like,
do it.
When you get handed,
it was a tough situation. I will say, because when you get
when you get handed down a situation, and the situation beforehand was not good, you essentially got to start all the way over.
Yeah, we basically had to start from scratch.
We started over
two times before we got it right.
No, and I remember because we talked about it, I think, like midway through the semester, and yeah. I got the full details, and I was like sitting there a little bit shocked that like
that it
all that
it
was
happened.
Going down, because I was like, this is mm-hmm. yeah. terrible. I'm like, yeah. this should not have happened. Yeah. Yeah. Now it makes sense why everybody was
yeah,
like,
we were like chickens with our heads cut off. Yeah. Literally, yeah. for a
Running
good
around.
For the first summer and half of the first semester, yeah. we were just trying to get our shit together.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then, like, once we kind of got that in, yeah. then we started like implementing more stuff
yeah.
and doing yeah. that. We basically just had to work from nothing and
right.
start.
And,
all
I understand
over.
How it is working from nothing and building. I mean, it's very difficult. It's
but
not easy.
Honestly, when we build up again, we learn from past experience. Okay, you know what?
Yeah.
This worked. This did not work. This is what we're gonna do. This is not what we're gonna do. And I think that it really grew us more as an organization.
Yeah.
That's why people are more apt to join us right. to join us now because of the fact that. One, we're very sincere and real.
I agree.
We don't want to be an organization that's like, oh, come and join us. We go and have events and we all don't go talk to each other.
Yeah.
Or we don't hang out outside of the events or
right.
outside of this
very
organization.
You went to you went to create a community.
Exactly.
A sense of community.
Yeah.
And it was there 100%.
Yeah. So that's what we want to create is like not just an organization, but like an actual community where
yeah.
you come and you can be yourself and also at the same time be respected and be respectful to other people and learn ideas and be able
right.
to just blend together at the same time being without blending together without getting rid of your own personal
right.
identity. So
and I agree completely with that
yeah.
and I think part of me wanting to ask those questions was I'm the type of person I like to challenge the status quo
yes,
of whatever
is yes,
in
really
front
does.
Of me
in front of
I,
other people
in front of other people
like 10 other people.
Yeah, we were just like
because for me it's like if I challenge in private, right? If I'm challenging the status quo in private, to me it's like, oh, it's a learning situation for other people who are also in that room to be like, huh, like, oh, that's like another way of thinking it.
Yeah.
Because
right.
I'm a firm believer is you learn from other people. You learn good things. You learn bad things. You learn what to do, what not to do from
right.
people.
Right.
And
yeah.
it's like if it's all private and you just speak on it, then it's like it's not the same impact of being there
yeah.
and experiencing it.
Right.
I've definitely learned, though, you know, and that just came with maturity over the years of, like, how to challenge people.
Yeah.
I have definitely matured
yeah.
in that aspect.
I mean, like, to give you credit, though, like, even though we were kind of thrown off, like, very much,
yeah.
but
It forced us
to get, like, to get up and, like, buck up, actually,
yeah.
like,
yeah.
essentially. But, like,
yeah,
I do remember later on, like, maybe a week later,
yeah.
we were like, we want her.
Yeah,
we want her to be the successor.
We pulled you in the office. We're
I
like,
remember.
You need to
yes.
run for eBoard.
Yeah, run for eBoard, please.
Run for eBoard,
please. This is
I
a
remember.
Dumpster fire. Can
mm-hmm.
you please help
I
us?
I felt
and
so...
And we got you to run for senator, and it
yes.
was history.
And I will say, I, you know, when you guys pulled me into that room, I was slightly... nervous because I'm like after that incident I was like I wonder because we didn't really talk that much in the lounge
yeah
and, I was,
yep.
and so I was like I'm like I wonder if they didn't like appreciate like what I did you know and there's like so I was like oh like I'm a little scared and then like you guys would be talking and then like smiling but then looking at me but not actually talking to me so I'm like oh my god like what's happening and so then you know when you guys asked me like oh hey but can you come into our office like I was a little nervous and I'm like oh my god
yeah
what's gonna be said so
right.
I walk in there and then like we want you to and that was like the most like heartwarming
Aww.
Thing that happened
Aww.
And to be fair like you guys said I'd like helped change CSA but honestly like CSA also changed me in like a good way as well so just you know hearing that I mean it motivated me to
yeah.
fight and advocate for
yes.
you guys I
yes.
mean that was like one of the things is you know I tell future senators is you have because you know I was the first senator that started
mm-hmm.
the era of good
yeah.
senators
yeah.
who listened
right.
to
yeah.
their constituents.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to listen. And, you know, it's just saying like, oh, well, I don't go into the lounge. I'm like, well, the lounge is only, you know, a certain area, right?
Yeah.
It's only a small group
yeah.
that, you know, encompasses your large constituency. And
mm-hmm.
you need to go out. You need to be actively taking a role in trying to communicate with everybody of what you're trying to do.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it was from you guys and your guys' passion to improve CSA. I think that's what I also respected a lot
mm-hmm.
is you guys were reaching out to people like, please do this because we see the potential in you.
Yeah.
And that kind of reminded me of like my mom when she would always be like, I see the potential in you.
Yeah.
And that's something that I try to do to other people is like, listen, I see the potential in you.
Yeah.
And let me help you
yeah.
grow that potential.
Yes.
And that's something that I believe should definitely be passed down and passed down and passed down. because it was a good that was done to me, and then
retweet
a good that needs to be passed on. So yeah, CSA first semester, I mean, it went great, and then, you know, I realized I need to buy my LSAT book. So December I bought my LSAT because I realized, oh my gosh, next fall I need to apply to law school.
Yeah.
And so I was like, dang, so I only have like a couple months to really study for the LSAT.
The LSAT's not easy.
So I was like, oh. Yeah. So I was like, I need to order my books. So I ordered them in December, and they didn't really come until like, you know, like a couple weeks later.
Yeah.
And then the semester started, second semester, I'm like, I'm, you know, too busy. Because again, most of my courses were health management. I couldn't spread them apart because again, I'm on a 2-year deadline. Right. Right. So, you know, I was busy and busy, and it's springtime hit. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I really need to start studying. So I opened one of the books and I started slowly reading, and I only really got through a couple chapters until then school picked up again, and now it's like May, and I realized I need to take the LSAT before August because I want to apply. I want to be the first cycle of applicants, right? Because I want my early decision. So I'm like, I have to take it in. I think it was like July. I had to take my LSAT, and that's what I ended up taking.
Yeah, like July day.
Yep. And I only had like 2 months to study, 2 to 3 months of LSAT studying. So it was definitely rushed, and that was another stressed process because of a shortened time frame.
Yeah.
But you know, luckily I got the score I needed, and I got, you know,
look at you,
good scholarship money, and
that actually goes into our next topic, is HIPAA's obsession with time management. Calendar, planning, schedules. This girl literally, if you ever give this girl your life schedule, she will create it and make schedule for you for things that you never even thought of.
Yes. In minutes.
And you'll be like, oh, dang, I didn't even know I had that to do. And she would,
you should run to be sitter.
Honestly. So, real quick, before we get to the questions for the listeners, give us, like, your top three advice
for time management. Okay.
Like, what are the top three things that you feel it could be? Materials, it could be ideas, like what are the top
things
three
that work for you, things that you shouldn't do.
Things you shouldn't do. So three things you should do, three things you shouldn't do.
Okay, so I mean, the very obvious thing of what you shouldn't do is procrastinate. You should not procrastinate. And it's very easy to procrastinate, but I would say if you procrastinate, that is what's going to throw your whole schedule off. Right? Because now you're playing catch up. Right? You're not necessarily playing ahead. And I'm the type of person where I want to plan ahead so I can be ahead.
Right?
I don't want to fall behind. And I give myself leeway room to, like, if I do, then, you know, it's fine. So one of the biggest things you don't want to procrastinate, I guess ways to get over procrastination is what helped. I mean, I never really had, like, a big issue with procrastination because studying was all I did. But I would allocate specific times. And I think that will definitely help people.
That's
true. Not just in your head, okay, 12 to 3 on Mondays. Don't do it in your head. Either write it out or put it on your calendar. So what I love
I actually did that.
It's calendar. Yeah. I love online calendars, especially Outlook.
I like planners because I found that I like buying a lot of writing utensils.
Yeah.
You do.
Yeah, I have have a lot of markers. I have 2 pencil bags full of pencils. I love those Ticonderoga pencils. Those are best pencils in my opinion. Shout out to Pilot G2 pens.
Yes, G2 pens. Yes.
If y'all want to sponsor us, go for it, because girl will buy. I will buy all your pens.
Those pens are HIPAA certified.
Yeah, 100%. Those are perfect.
G2
pens.
Are HIPAA certified.
Recommended. Blessing pens. I love highlighters. Like different color things. Like I color code my stuff. I do that with my planner, and I write down my schedule for my classes, and then within those schedule for classes, I write my work schedule, and then I'll write my gym schedule, and then I have 3 days where I'm like, okay, I study for an hour or two, and I do some homework, get that done. And then I even put my lunch schedule on there because my dumb self forget to eat sometimes. So I'm like, I got to eat between all this.
Right, because, I mean, you get so busy and you forget. You forget to take care of yourself.
Yes, and self-care. Yeah. Listen, you got to take care of yourself in school, man. We'll get into that later, but for real, you really do got to make sure you take care of yourself, get some sleep, eat right, be active. You don't got to go to no gym. You can really just be walking around campus.
Yeah, take a walk.
Yeah.
Walks are underappreciated.
Take the stairs. Take the stairs. Don't take elevators. Mm-hmm. Take the stairs.
Yeah, if you over in Xavier, don't be taking no elevator in Xavier. Go up them stairs.
Wait, what? There's an elevator in Xavier?
Yeah, there it's old as hell, too. So. Oh, and it takes that's a little sketchy. Don't get so by the time you wait on the elevator,
yeah,
you might as well take the stairs to go to your class.
Mm-hmm.
So
you might as well.
Now, but if you went, like, I don't know, like, the business school or something.
Not even then.
No, not even that. Take the stairs.
take the stairs.
We have no days for rest. No days for rest. You only take stairs and only stairs. I don't care if you're in the Berg. Take the stairs.
Fuck that. If I'm in, no, the Berg stairs, them things gonna fall off and them big old wooden
stairs.
They built the Berg. The first time they built the Berg, it had no bathrooms.
Really?
Fun fact. The Berg had no rest bathrooms when they
no
were
rest bathrooms.
Built. No rest bathrooms. But anyway, get back to the planners are dope.
Planners are great, and I'm the same way. I put everything in my, so I'm always on my phone. I always tell people one of the things about me is I'm accessible. If you need me, I will probably respond within the very first 5 to 30 minutes.
Yeah. I like you know that.
I do not like to give people. I mean, I hate it when people take hours and hours to respond.
Don't
to
you?
Me. I'm like, I know you have your phone within 2 feet of you, so let's not
you know
around.
Who you are.
You know who you are.
I hate when I text someone.
Layla, you know who you are.
You know who you are.
I hate when I text somebody on iMessage and they never answer. But if I snap them, 2 seconds.
Answer.
Elena.
I will be fair to Layla. She's usually busy and she's doing something and she doesn't have her phone near her.
Yeah, that's true.
So, you know,
there's
still
no excuse for Adam. He literally just sees it and just doesn't
answer.
And there's no excuse for you, Elena. Not at all.
Not in the slightest.
No.
Shame
that's
on
funny.
You, Elena.
Yeah, so no, I 100% approve calendars. So since I'm always on my phone, I do it through Outlook, and I have Outlook on my phone, and I put everything in there, whether it's school, work, even hanging out with friends. And the reason I do this, I know it's crazy. So Lauren, Lauren hates
love
me
you,
for
Lauren.
This. Yeah, I love you, Lauren. But she one time I said she's like I'm going. I told her let's go for coffee, right? Just for fun, just friends hanging out, right?
Right.
And I literally I send her. She doesn't know that I was about to send this, so I sent her a calendar invite that says coffee with Lauren, and I put a time frame too.
Oh.
And I sent it to her, and I get a text, and she's like, "What the hell is this?" She's like, "Really? Is this what we're doing now?" And I'm like, "I love these calendar invites.
You got to
accept it." And then I get mad when people accept it because I want you to accept my invite. Okay, I took time to make it.
I feel you though.
It's because the reason I do it, right, is because I put my gym schedule, so 5:30 until 9.
Mm-hmm.
I allocate that for gym, breakfast, showering, whatever I need to do.
Yeah.
And then after that, I go to the gym in the morning.
Actually, that's the best time to go, though.
No,
it's the
I go
best
at
thing.
Night.
I'd be wired at night if I go there
yeah,
at night.
No,
I'd be
I
wired
like going
though.
At night because there's less people. For me, at least the one I go to in St. Charles.
Off of Gold's Gym, yeah.
Yeah.
You're right.
See, for me, it's if it's early morning or late at night, it's pretty much empty.
Yeah.
So it's either one. The reason I did the morning is I knew by the end of the day, I'm just going to be fatigued out.
Yeah.
And I won't have the energy. And I found that I have more energy when I work out in the mornings. So
Because I'm a morning person, too. So
yeah.
I definitely am willing to get up in the morning.
Yes.
But if I don't have transportation. So
yeah,
that's too much.
No,
so.
It's tough.
Yeah,
Emma's been going at 5:30 in the morning now before med school.
Yeah, I saw on her snap. So
I'm like, no, I'd rather go at night because it's more so I'm with people all day. So I just kind of like having that little allocated time of just me being at the gym by myself.
By yourself,
yeah. That's dope. That's
so that's kind of what I prefer.
Well, I'm similar. I don't like to work out with people. I like to really work out solo. So I'm in the, because what I find is I tend to talk then. And I'm not really focused on the workout. I'm not really giving my whole energy to it. So I allocate that for workouts.
You know, the times I went to work out with Elena, we never really talk, and I think it's mainly I don't know why I think my friends really already know that certain things I don't talk. I will let you know when I'm gonna talk and we'll have a conversation or something.
Mm-hmm.
But they know I hate small talk.
I fucking hate that shit. Like, don't just talk to me just to hear your voice. Like, I feel like you're just trying to talk to me, hear your voice.
That's why I don't call Glenda that much for a long time. It's surprising if I get her for 30 minutes.
If anyone calls me and you're on the phone with me for 30 minutes, be blessed. Or if I call...
That was us last week. We were on the phone for 40 minutes.
Yeah, if I text you and I say, hey, can we talk on the phone? Most people are like, wait, really? Because I'm like, some things are better explained over the phone or in person than text. So I have to do that. But most of the time, just text me. And I'd be like, oh, okay. Because if there's something that you call me about and you can just text me about, and I would be like...
She did say, call me when you're needed, like something, or call me when you're done. And I was like, is something wrong? And she's like, no. I just needed to ask you this. I'm like,
Because something, especially if it's something that's like has to do with like real life and personal, all that stuff, I will be like, hey, can I call you or whatever like that. But if it's like a text message, I'd be like, bruh, did you watch this on fucking MTV, all that shit like that? And I don't even watch MTV like that.
Yeah.
But I will text like little small shit like that, or I will send like a post from Instagram or a meme or something.
Right.
But I won't really, I won't really be too big and like call me unless it's like you need to talk or an emergency.
Well, and that's also, I mean, what you just said is also like time management, right? Because I mean, you're allocating it's very much easier.
Yeah.
It's definitely time efficient to text versus being on the phone.
I'm the total opposite.
Right?
I love phone calls. Like literally my friends in my cohort, a lot of us only solely talk through the phone.
Yeah.
Like we have hour long minimum conversations. It's just kind of, especially during internships, we didn't really see each other that much in person.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think it's just nicer to just talk on the phone, and we're all just a talkative group.
Yeah.
Like, my friend Audra, shout out to Audra.
Woo!
She never makes it this far into the podcast anyway. Like, she'll listen to part of it, and she's like, I'm done. I'm like,
oh, my God.
But she's like, I talk to her every single day. Like, we work together, and we go to school together.
Right.
I see her every single day, but we still talk on the phone for at least, like, 20 minutes a day.
Yeah.
And then, like, it's the same thing with my friend Chris. Like, he was in Chicago for his internship.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, he wasn't in town.
Right.
But, like, it was, like, weekly phone calls in the beginning. And then later on, it just kind of became, like, almost every day. And then, like, for the last part, it was, like, daily. Like, we had stuff going on and things like that within, like, our own friend group. But, like, it was also just, sometimes it was just like, oh, like, how's it going? Like, what are you doing? Like,
true. That's
so
true.
I'm a person that loves to talk on the phone, which is why I waste a lot of time, because I'm like supposed to be doing stuff. I'm like walking around in my house doing laps, and I'm like, oh, I should be cleaning the kitchen, but I'm talking on the phone instead.
If you're gonna call me, you better call me while I'm doing something like a chore, or I'm like,
That you're
doing something really mindless, or like washing my makeup brushes. Like, do something like that. Don't call me if I'm just doing something that I'm like, if I'm typing a paper, you're not finna call me.
No, I can't. I can't do that.
Now, we can text. I will text people like once a week or whatever, once a day, and be like, hey, yo, what's up? Like, what's going on? And I'll say different days or whatever. But other than that, I'm like, nah, this is it.
Hello?
Well, and another advice for time management is you have to limit your level of socializing. And this is, I'm speaking for like the academic year, right? Going back to school,
right?
Especially I would say in college, you definitely have way more free time. I mean, people say that all the time and it's a cliche, but it's true, right?
Yeah.
You do have a lot of free time on your hand. You don't want to end up just socializing for the vast majority.
Yeah.
And then you realize I have a limited time to study and do the things that I need to do.
Yeah.
So, I mean, another of my advice is, you don't necessarily have to like plan, you know, your
hangouts.
Don't
send calendar invites to all of
your
friends.
You don't have.
Friends.
You do not need to send.
No, that's
a
what she's
invite.
Saying. You have to do it. That's HIPAA approved.
It's HIPAA approved.
Yeah.
I always love groups. I like to do like if we're doing like a large group event, right?
Yeah.
I want to do a large group meet.
Yeah.
And I will invite everyone who's like invited.
Yeah.
And then once the event is over, I'll just end the group.
Yeah.
And then that way it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it's like a temporary thing for people to like chat, make plans, all that jazz.
Yeah.
And that's easier to do.
I do that. On my friends, we do that on like Facebook events, but I know like newer generations don't have Facebook, so now we had to move to GroupMe's or just whatever.
Yeah.
But I actually now I've set aside Saturdays for not only my days of like hanging out, but like that's also my day where I can, that's the only day I can eat out, like eat a meal that I have not cooked, like go into a restaurant or something, because one, I'm working on my health myself, and then another thing is like I want to make sure that if I'm going to have time to hang out with my friends or do something like run errands or something like that, I have a whole day instead of saying, okay, well, let's hang out on a Friday and I don't get off until like 9. So we only have an hour or so together because I got to get back home. And it's like, you know what? Saturday, I let my parents know, hey, Saturday I have nothing else to do. So if I try to hang out with my friends, I'm going to need access to the car. So I kind of set that as a time for me to, yeah. So I kind of have to put that already out there because it's like, if I don't, I don't want things to pop up and be like, oh, well, let's do this, this, this. It's like, no. Saturdays is my time to hang out. If not, Saturday is like Friday night to Saturday because yeah. Friday night I don't work. So Friday night to Saturday is my time we can hang out. Saturday night is kind of pushing it because I have church the next day. Right. But I can still get away.
Yeah. So yeah, usually weekends is where I try to draw a line. Because not only that, I had to take the time out for driving home. Because like a lot of my friends live downtown. So I'm like, yo, guys, I live like 40 minutes away.
Yeah,
so
it's a lot.
I'm not trying to hang out super late at night on the weekday because I got to get home still. Mm-hmm. And all of them, sometimes they're like, yeah, we totally understand. But other times they're like, oh, just sleep over. I'm like, you don't understand. Like, I have so much stuff to do at home. Like, I need the time to get to my house. Stop doing that. She has pigtails. Glenda has pigtails in, and she keeps shaking her head, so it just kind of like whips in her face.
And yeah, and it actually hurts. I'm sorry.
Anyway, but yeah, I get what you mean. Like, it's just like socializing is something that you should time manage. I think people kind of just forget about it and just be like, socialize, and that's just it.
I mean, I think it's very easy to just lose track on how much you socialize because time flies, right? Yeah. When you're socializing, you're having fun. Wow. You don't realize how much time you allocated for, like, you know, socializing with other people.
And I don't care how easy that homework assignment or paper is. If you procrastinate and just let that sit to the side, that paper that could have took you 30 minutes to write out, it's going to take you hours because you're going to be like, oh my God, what was I going to talk about? What did the professor say? This, this, this. And it's like, you could have had that done instead of going out to that party that everybody was talking about. And then you get to that party, it's the same party that you go to every 2 weeks.
And I really think the key to just time management, I know you guys said say three things, but I honestly think it's just you got to plan ahead. You have to plan accordingly. You have to know your schedule.
Yeah.
Because everybody has different schedules. And I think you need to be honest with yourself of what your schedule is. Mm-hmm. And really, you need to be honest with analyzing your needs, you know? And going based off of your needs and just going off of that. And I think once you truly analyze, this is what I have to do to get to whatever my end goal is. Because again, everybody has different end goals. So I can't really tell someone specifically, like, this is how you, you know, my way worked for me because of just the setup that I have, right? Your way will probably be significantly different than mine. And that's okay, because as long as it works for you, that's all that matters, because there's different factors that come into play. So I also worked.
Right.
And I've been working since, you know, so once I graduated high school, I immediately got a job because I wanted to start then working and starting to build experience because I had all the academic side. But I need experience. I started working in HR, and then I moved to an admin assistant in a healthcare firm. And then now I'm with, like, the state of Missouri as, like, a project specialist. And so I've moved on in terms of, like, diversifying my experience.
Yeah.
And that's something you also have to time manage, right? Because now the time that you're spending at work plus school plus then the homework that you still need to do, because classes are different from your actual assignments, right? You have to be in those classes, then you still have to do those assignments for those classes. So again, it's just knowing what your situation is, because some people work, some people don't. And then making the schedule based off of that.
That's solid advice. Honestly, I didn't even know that, like, I even forgot about the whole part of your experience. Again, I'm just going to keep bragging about her. She is just so on top of everything.
Yeah.
Like, not only academics, you have your social life figured out because you're still very social.
Yeah.
You have your work experience. I just expect such great things. Not even expect. Oh my God. I hope for you to have just the most success in your life because you're just doing so much.
I don't
And you deserve all the success that you get.
I don't expect it. I expect it.
What? I expect it.
She dropped the teeth.
I expect it. You better.
That's like, not even, like, I, it's not even I expect, I just know that she'll be doing super well.
Guys,
yeah. Like,
you.
Watch, I'll be like, we'll work in the same hospital. I'll be like, oh, there's President Hibba. Hello, I am just an entry level.
We talked about this before. It's like, we Smartha, did a podcast you, before. Me.
Yeah.
This
hospital.
Yeah. USA Hospital. And I yes. said, I'm like, Nandi, you get full control over Smartha.
Yes.
In the physician.
Shout out to Smarthy. All right.
Okay, next
Speaking
question.
Of which, so we now have our questions from the listeners.
Woo-hoo!
Thank you guys for submitting your questions. Again, if you want to send us more questions, hit us up on our social media.
Or just text me. No, actually, not. I don't know if any of you all have a number.
Okay.
Just hit us, I'm like, are you going to say your number?
No. Hit us up.
It is.
No.
Just hit us up on 314-00-00. Or just message us. Like, you know how you hit us up. Any of our new fans, follow us on social media at @love_glencoco for my IG.
And then si se pude. Just kidding. Si se puede. CEESAY_PUEDE.
Should I give my ad?
Yes. Yeah, give your ad. Let's go.
It's @Hebs because my nickname was Hebs for a very long time. So HIBS Aww. _ LFC, and LFC stands for Liverpool FC.
Oh, so. I hate you so much. Anyway, what? No, we're not getting into this.
No, we're not.
Questions.
So, like we said, all of these questions, the episode is a back to school theme, so this is all back to school.
Shout out
to all the kids who have gone back to school. You guys are going to do great things.
We're praying
for you.
Yeah, we're praying for you.
Hashtag
halal.
Yeah.
Hashtag
halal. Also, shout out to Slu, who started school this Monday coming up, and shout out to all the freshmen who came in. You guys are amazing. Y'all are some really sweet kids. Really appreciate it.
And you all have great potential.
Yes,
you okay. really do. Great.
You really do.
You're all beautiful.
Y'all are hella smart.
Yes.
So, so let's get to the first question.
Ooh, those are a lot of questions.
I told you.
Oh, we got hella questions.
All right, let's all go. Right. Let's do this.
So the first question comes from Chris.
Okay.
How do you prepare for going back to school? Is it something you worry about, or how do you deal with it?
Okay.
Me personally, going back to school is always my favorite time of the year because one, Missouri
you get to buy
has,
more pens.
Yes. Missouri has the back to school, you know, the tax-free weekend. So I always look forward to shopping for back to school, more so shopping for supplies and stuff. So getting that fresh new pack of markers and pencils and notebooks and getting that first crisp page and smelling it, be like, getting that new backpack, all
like
the stuff
session.
You be ready for. It's just, I get so excited. And so I just like the materials needed for back to school. And I don't like the summer. I hate heat. I hate summertime.
Me too.
Because
I
do nothing during the summer but work. And which I don't mind, but still, I want to spend my time doing something more valuable. So I look forward to school because I'm actually busier. And yes, I'd be tired as hell during school, but shit, I'll do it anyway because I like it. So that's how I feel. But I don't really worry about back to school. All I worry about is finals and getting out of school. Then I'd be like, what the fuck am I doing now?
Honestly... retweet. But honestly, when it comes
it's
to
like, that's my part. Retweet. That's it.
Yeah. Honestly, that's it. But thinking about it, back to school has definitely not been as like huge of a thing for me personally as I've gotten older. And now that I'm in grad school for like my final year, I'd be like, this is my last time going to school. And like I see on Facebook and Instagram people posting like their kids and or like themselves being like first day back at school with that stupid chalkboard being like, oh, my name is this. I'm
so
going
cute.
To this grade. It's cute and I probably will do it to my kids. But like my parents never did that to me. So I'm like, this is stupid. But I'll probably do it to my kids because I want to be part of the crowd. But
she's like, because I'm stupid.
Right. That too, but it's also just because like I think it's just not the same going to like, I think even college itself, like it's not like, oh, people can do like, oh, welcome back and blah blah blah. It's just kind of like you're in it, let's go.
You
and
hit the ground running.
Yeah, so like now that I've done that over four times, it's just kind of like I'm just ready to go. I'm gonna show up and that's
she
what it's gonna
show
be.
Up and you're gonna glow up.
Exactly. I'm going to show up and burn. That's really what I'm going to do.
That's the extreme side of glowing. She glows too much.
I glow.
She glows
so
too much.
Much. Burn.
She glows too much.
But it's honestly, but yeah, really, I don't really think about it like that. I used to think about it back to school because like we had the list and you would get stuff. I don't bring anything. Yeah. I literally just show up and I'm like, when I need it, I'll get it. Because even with school books, I don't buy them. because sometimes they don't even make you use them. It's just like, it's a waste of money. And like, I'm paying for school now rather than my parents paying for school. Yeah. So I'm like,
you care more.
Yeah, I care more about what I'm spending my money on. So like, it's just,
I definitely can't wait till that professor's like, yeah, y'all don't need this book. And I'm like, huh, return. Bye. Yeah.
Shoot it in the trash can.
For me, I like to prepare before school starts. So I'm the type of person where I'm like, I want all the syllabuses.
I want my syllabi.
Exactly. I want all of them, but I want them to be in my possession before school even starts, so I can read it. So I like to read through.
Retweet.
And then what that tells me is usually for college, they give you the schedule. So they give you the chapters that you read. So
that is something that's really nice. Yes. They give you everything
They give up you front. Everything up front. So I am the type of person, I want my supplies beforehand. Mm-hmm. I want my textbooks beforehand. Yep. And I will finish the first week of school.
Go off.
The readings, assignments, before school even starts.
Go off, sis.
Woo. So that's what I will do. Just so, because then when I'm in my first like week, I'm more like relax. Now obviously you can't do it if you're not granted access to anything, right? Usually I've been granted access to all of this stuff. Mm-hmm. And you know, sometimes I'll email a professor and be like, hey, you know, if they didn't post anything, can I see the syllabus, right? Yeah. Just ahead of time.
And if they got an attitude, kick them.
You know, so luckily I haven't had a professor this is sound really arrogant, who hasn't liked me. No, that's not what I meant. But I haven't had a professor that has given me attitude or has any issues.
Yeah, me too. You know,
which is good.
So, like,
yeah, I mean, I think they would appreciate an active learner. Yeah, and that's what I think.
That's the people they look for. They do actually look for students like you and not like me.
No, stop.
Let's go. I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Not even the type of person.
She's like, I'm going to Area 51, but I don't know what I need. I don't know how I'm going to get there, but I'm going to get there.
Right. I'll be there.
Oh my God. You are so right. Not even would be that person.
I just go with the flow, and then once I see what I need, then I'm like, all right,
okay,
let's do it. But if I see the syllabus, like, they already give it to me in the beginning, so I do look at it, but I'm just like,
I've learned to become somewhat a go with the flow type of person. Not completely, somewhat. Yeah, and that's in certain things. Like, I think in my like personal life, I'm very much like go with the flow, because you can't really like, I don't want to be like a, you know, strict on like my personal life, because that's supposed to be relaxing. That's supposed to be me enjoying my life as a human being. Mm-hmm. But definitely in my academia and my professional life, I'm 100% not go with the flow. I like to plan. I like to structure. Yep. Everything needs to be organized. Yep. And that way I just...
That's fair.
I have everything in order.
Also, real quick, I thought that my Outlook calendar, Outlook account changed and I lost all my pins, but then I found out that they just changed the icon of how your pin emails look. So.
I'm so glad that you've been looking that up while we were doing this entire
thing. I'm sorry that I'm trying to be like HIBA and be prepared.
Well, don't.
Shut up.
That is not HIBA approved. That's not HIBA certified.
You are not listening to me. Or HIBA.
I heard everything y'all said.
Next question.
Wait, but to answer the second part.
Oh, what was the second part?
The second part was just how I deal with it. I would say how you deal with the first is just enjoy it. I think you really need to enjoy it, because you're only going to get a limited amount of starts, you know? And I think for me, because I've been so accelerated, I'm going to enjoy these next 4 years to the fullest.
Yeah.
Because after those 4 years, I don't plan on getting my PhD. You know, at that point,
Save yourself.
Yeah, I don't think I don't think the career path that I want to go, I don't think I need it, right? Yeah. We'll see, you know, 10 years down the line, but I highly doubt it. So, you know, I'm going to enjoy these 4 years, and then, you know, that's what I would say. How you deal with it, enjoy it, still have some of your fun summer activities linger through the first week of school, and then ease those out.
Yep. And buy as many pens as you want.
Exactly.
You know what? It's fine.
Buy all the pens.
Honestly,
the pens.
That's just a retweet for me. I don't have anything to continue. Buy all the
Liverpool jerseys as well.
All right, no, I rescind my retweet. No. I don't care enough about Liverpool.
I love my retweet.
All right, next question. I don't care. Next question.
Yeah. All right, so the next question is, if you could choose a high school cliche, what would you choose to be? I already know. I would be a nerd.
I don't want
to be a jock. Fuck that shit.
I'd originally go for like head cheerleader because I was a cheerleader and like gymnast and stuff because I just want to be able to do flips.
Part-time motherfucking model.
Head cheerleader, homecoming queen, part-time motherfucking model. Brownie points if you know that reference.
Oh, but God.
We're not going to say it out loud.
No, not right now.
We'll I'm too ashamed. Anyway, point is, I would probably pick head cheerleader because that's just who I am as a person, but I don't think I'm mean enough to be head cheerleader. I think, no, actually, that's a lie. I could. But I also would want to be like theater kid. I would love to be a theater kid.
I was part theater kid. I was a big fine arts kid, so kind of like the... I was like a nerd fine arts kid, so I would move in a group. Or a big nerd.
I was a nerdy cheerleader. That's what
I was. Yeah, I think I think I would be a nerd and a teacher's pet.
I was a big teacher's pet. I don't give a fuck. Yeah, free lunch. Fuck y'all.
All of y'all bullies back in high school and middle school, all y'all that was hating on me, and now all you little boys in my DMs talking about why we ain't never talked, because bitch, you call me ugly.
Where you so at? Now, where you, where at? You at?
Right now with three baby mamas and eight kids.
Tell them. I'm mad.
Ugly ass bitch. With your stank ass breath.
Okay. Oh my God. Next question.
Most embarrassing school moment.
Oh shit. Oh, what?
I was doing push ups in class and I farted.
I think this is a lie. And I tried to act like I broke my ankle.
Oh, I
I'm so sorry. It was my ankle. Oh, that's funny. My leg.
So that was horrible. I was like, oh, I'm so stupid.
I think my most, I mean, not embarrassing. Okay, there's two. One was in lacrosse. I played lacrosse my freshman year because I was like trying to be cool and try a different sport and be a tri-star athlete. Yeah. Terrible decision.
Didn't work out.
I said that if I made one goal this year, I'd quit, and I did at the last game. And I was like, peace, I'm out. But basically, we were practicing, and like I got the ball in my stick thing or whatever.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh yeah, I'm gonna try to get in the goal, and I went and I missed, and then the worst part was that I ended up realizing that I couldn't. Like, I was supposed to go back and forth. They're like, you weren't even supposed to do that. And I was like, and all of them just watched me, like, like they were just shook. I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. Nothing. Second thing was, I was in the musical, High School Musical, the musical for my spring musical.
Oh boy.
Senior year.
Oh boy.
And shout out to everyone that was in that. But basically, I was just a cheerleader. Duh. Because I just wanted to do flips in the play.
Right.
But we were doing a part, and my friend Katie Harris, oh, I just gave her last name, whatever. Anyway, so, because there's more than one Katie. But Katie, she was Sharpay.
Oh.
And she had like a part, and we were all supposed to act like super annoyed with her.
Yeah.
So all the time I would just say under my breath and be like, bitch, and whatever, like, fuck you, whatever. Like, it's totally chill. But we were like doing rehearsal, and the mics were up. So they picked up my mic of me being like, bitch. And she was like, and I was like, oh no. So. That was
everybody
my,
was like, that's not a part of High School Musical.
Luckily, the professor didn't hear it. Well, teacher, but like everyone else did. They were like, what? I was like, you know what? It's April. I'll give a
That's college musical.
That was pretty embarrassing though. So
yeah, I think my last embarrassing experience was probably in high school. My friend, shout out to Gabby and I, we were in AP Biology sitting next to each other, and this was like a free period because this was after like exam, so we were pretty much doing nothing.
Yeah.
And she had Hershey's, like the Hershey's chocolate syrup.
Yeah.
And she just had like a random, she's like, oh, you know what, like I bet you, like, can you like just drink, like, you know, drink, eat it. No. Like just from the bottle. And oh, I'm like, you know what, sure, why not, let's do it. So I took it, but you know, we didn't have like a spoon or anything, so it was literally just gonna be like this.
No.
So I like leaned my head back. And she's holding the Hershey's.
No.
And she, like, you know, she squeezes it and it goes to my mouth. And I'm like, oh, it's like, it's good. But then, you know, she over squeezed the syrup bottle. And all of a sudden, I'm covered, like, from shirt to pants, like, down to my knees in chocolate syrup. And my teacher at the time, she just looks over and she's like, So I guess you'll be cleaning that up, huh? And I'm like, and keep in mind, this was in the morning. This was my first period.
Oh.
So I had hours. So what I frantically do is I call my brother. I'm like, please tell me you didn't leave for school. I need a new set of pants and shirt, please. And he's like, oh, you're lucky I'm still here. So he drives, and he drives in the back door. So I had to, like, leave. And I open the back door, and we kind of do this, like, sketchy exchange. And I'm like, give me my clothes, please. And I actually still have a picture because Jenny, shout out to Jenny, who also goes to SLU.
Hey.
She actually took a picture of it, and recently, I think like over the summer, she sent me a picture. Hey, do you remember this? And I'm like, oh, yes, I do. Good times, though.
What a good time. Next question. Next question. Lightning round.
Next question is, what are some ways to decompress when stress kicks in?
Sleep.
Yay. Yes. Sleep is actually a form of meditation. Any type of form, meditation is pretty much when you just do something and it's not requiring you to do a lot of mental work. Mm-hmm. So sleeping, watching the movie, it could be eating, it could be...
I do like to eat food.
Yeah, you can literally journal, you can do other things that I'm not going to see on this podcast because it's kind of illegal.
It's kind of illegal.
Hanging
out with your friends is nice.
Yeah, like different things like that. But just make sure you just take care of yourself. Take care, you know, talk to people. If you got something to say, talk it out with someone, you know. Go to a counselor, therapist if it gets to that level. You know, just find ways to kind of just let things out of your mind. Because if you hold that in, it really does affect your health.
For me specifically, what really worked was I was always busy throughout the day, and I was always communicating with people.
Yeah,
always talking, always, you know, emailing, always texting.
Yeah.
So the way that I de-stressed was I just put my phone away, and I just was like, I can't answer anyone.
Yeah.
This is me time, and me time is solo alone time.
Mm-hmm.
And working out really helped. So it was working out for me, and then just not talking, putting on Netflix, and just like laying down, sit back, and just watch in silence, because I needed like a moment of just me with no noise.
Yeah. Also, another one for me is shopping. Honestly, if I go to a mall, just walking around. Yeah, if I go to the mall, walk around, I'm like...
To me, that's work. See, I wouldn't want to do that. Really? That would actually...
I have to get to the mall and shop.
My headphones in, and I'd be listening to a podcast, like, now. And I would just be
listen
like...
Listen to us. Okay. Just listen to yourself.
Listen to myself. She skips every part that Najee and I speak.
Yeah, she only listens to her parts.
So, Najee, what about you?
Honestly, just doing things like hanging out with my friends makes me de-stress because I like being around people.
Yeah.
And I do enjoy that. Or like talking on the phone about mindless stuff, or watching children's TV, because literally it's so mindless.
Yes.
Like my mom, okay, so like I love TV, but I also like watching like my TV when I watched when I was a kid. Like I do enjoy that because
SpongeBob.
It's just so, SpongeBob.
SpongeBob's great.
Wild Thornberries. Like, first of all, side note, they brought Invader Zim and Rocko's Modern Life
Netflix.
They're brand new, made in 2019. Like, everyone should watch it. If you have not watched either of those shows, shame on you.
Shame on you. It's on you. It's on your account.
But, like, it's just very chill for me. I feel like in a good place because I always liked watching TV. So that's something that I like to do, and then getting my nails done and stuff like that. So
we did this one before last week. We did that one.
Another question. What's the next question?
This next one says, "What is your morning routine in getting ready to go to school, and what's your routine for going to bed?"
Oh, very simple.
That's a simple
one. Now, I mean, summer changed because summer was just, you know, waking up, work, and after work I would go to the gym.
Yeah.
But then when school started, it shifted in terms of. I wake up at 5:30.
Yeah.
I head to the gym. I spend like an hour and a half doing weight lifting, and then some days cardio. So I only do 4 days weight lifting and 2 days cardio, and 6 days a week.
Okay.
And then I come home, shower, breakfast, and then I make overnight oats.
Oh,
so I have that prepped already. So I just take that out, add some fresh fruit, usually strawberries. Then I make me Turkish coffee. In the morning, it's stronger than just the American brand.
Well, everything is stronger than American.
So that's really like my morning routine, and then I'm out and about doing whatever. And then for going to bed, it's usually I don't like going to bed directly after finishing an assignment. Mm-hmm. I like some time for just for me. So that'll be like an episode of like that 70s show. Like that's 20 minutes. That's for me. I'm able to watch it and then I'll go to sleep. Or it's whatever, like YouTube clips that are out, new, you know, songs or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. I like to do something for at least like just 30 minutes yeah. of something that's not school related, yeah. something that's not work, something that's not chores, like laundry.
Yeah.
Just for me. While I'm in my bed, yeah. cuddled with all my blankets.
Yeah.
And then once I do that, then I put my phone and I'm out.
Yeah.
Do you want to go?
I'll go. So my morning routine is not nearly as productive. I get up. Like in the summer, it was
I get up.
I literally get up, look at my phone, get ready for work, go to work. But now it's like, for school, it'd be like, get up around 6, because I got to meet my brother to the shower, because he takes very long showers, and then he'll take up all the hot water.
Yeah.
So my mom will wake me up and be like, Aziz is about to get in the shower. I'm like, oh, you right. So I'm about to get in the shower. So I get in the shower, and then get out, get dressed, get ready. I am not good at eating breakfast every day. Mm-hmm. And I usually will go to school, depending mm-hmm. on the day of the week, because my school week, like, it's not every day that I go to school.
Yeah.
So it's like I either go to school or I go to work. Mm-hmm. And then after that, like when I come home, then I usually do something that my mom needs, like going to the store or something like that, doing yeah. errands. Yeah. Then eat dinner. Then I'll go to the gym. Mm-hmm. And then I'll come back. I'm trying to implement the gym more because like yeah. I would like to go every day or at yeah. least every weekday.
Yeah.
That's like my goal. Do but it. We're not on that trim right now. We're getting yeah. there, like, 2-3 days a week, but I want to get, like, the whole
That's a start. That's
yeah, start. You have to start from somewhere.
Yeah. Right. So, it's then it's gym. Then I come back. Then I kind of just, like, clean the kitchen, whatever. Yeah. Then I will watch something on TV. Like, I'll watch something that I enjoy, and then mm-hmm. I'll have, like, I like having some ambient noise before I go to sleep.
Yeah.
So, I'll put something on my TV and go to sleep that way, because I have my TV set up to turn off after an hour, and then good. Like my phone, I have my bedtime at 11:15. Like once it hits 11:45, if I'm awake, yeah. then I'm like no one can text me or get 11. Notification. Yeah, I know.
Mine's just 10.
I know.
Oh, I don't even have that.
The bedtime thing set up.
I don't have that set up at all because I consider myself like really really disciplined in terms of I'll just close my phone, put it
See,
aside.
No,
and
I'm
done.
Not. I know myself.
Yeah.
I'm not.
See, and so, that's the thing. You know yourself, and yeah. you cater to your needs.
Yeah. Right. I'd rather, because, like, I know that if someone called me, I would wake up. I'm not a heavy sleeper, so I'll wake up to my phone ringing.
Yeah.
But, like, my favorites can call me, like, all that stuff. Yeah, like, so, like, my mom, my dad, and then people.
Family, yeah.
Yeah, Glenda.
Yeah.
But, like, really? Stuff like that. So, yeah. that's my routine. It's not really, it's kind of a routine. I have more so of a night routine than I do a morning routine.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
Glenda, you go.
Oh, well, my morning routine, I wake up, look at my clock, wonder if I have to go to work at 7 a.m., which most times I do. If I don't, I go back to sleep. Wake back nice. Up again. I'll check my phone. I'll probably scroll through Instagram real quick to try to see what's going on, to see if Beyonce posted something.
Just Beyonce.
Nobody else. I don't care. And then I actually have, like, notifications. Let me know when she's posted something. Like, yes. And also you. Rihanna.
And not Lizzo? Queen.
Lizzo always posts things. It's until she gets to a point where she don't post a lot. And I'm like, okay, what's going on?
That's fair.
But then usually around the time I wake up, I usually always wake up at like 6 o'clock. And my mom is always in her like conference call with her prayer group and stuff. So by the time I wake up, I hear her into her prayer and stuff. So if I wake up early enough, I'll go and like I'll have prayer with her or I'll do my prayers on my own. Mm-hmm. But then once that's over, then I go... go in my room, take my medication, drink a bottle of water so I can, you know, get my water in. Because I do intermittent fasting. I drink my water.
Cool. My brother does intermittent fasting.
It's really good. It really helped me a lot. So I do intermittent fasting. So I take my medication, try to drink some water. And then I either, before I go to work, I mean, I'll take a shower. I usually like take a shower the night before. But I'll take a shower, wash my face. Washing my face takes 15 minutes because I wash my face 2 times with cleanser. Moisturizers, serums, all that stuff. I make sure my face is ready because if I'm wearing makeup, I really like to make sure my face is ready because I also have to wash that stuff off my face when I get to bed, and I don't mm-hmm. want to have makeup on a dirty face. It's not good.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'll add to my schedule. I do a morning like yeah. facial. I like to cleanse. I like mm-hmm. to put some serums.
Yeah, like I cannot be like sunscreen. It can't have like nothing. So, and I do my hair if my hair needs to be done. Pick my clothes out, usually just leggings and a t-shirt, nothing too fancy. If I'm feeling real cute that day, I'm really gonna
maybe
go out.
Wear jeans.
I make wear jeans.
You're wearing sometimes jeans today. We're special.
Yeah, I'm hot
She's
as hell.
She's gonna show some ankle.
And I'm hot as hell. Tomorrow I'm wearing
give
shorts.
Give me that ankle action.
Tomorrow I'm wearing biker shorts, promise you. So,
ooh, let's go.
I know. So you'll see all my booty, big booty girls, heads up. But then
not to
I,
put your hands down.
Then my parents,
put the hands down, girl. Put the hands down.
Cue Nanding leaving the room.
Girl,
leaving.
Girl, you ain't got no big put the hands down, girl.
No, so, but usually also my parents are both up, and JJ is also up. He's my nephew. He be up at that time because he has to go to school. So we all be up. My mom asked me what I got to do. Like, I haven't told her in like 2 minutes, like yesterday, what I have to do because all that stuff. And so then if I don't have coffee at home, like iced coffee, I will go to Starbucks usually every morning and get my iced coffee or drink. So, yeah. And then nighttime, I pretty much do all the same thing. And then I turn on Netflix on my phone and I watch I watch Frasier while I go to sleep. And I just have it on in the background. I have my fan on like high because I get hot. So, yeah.
All right.
Final question.
We actually also have our first advice to people.
What?
Yes. Yeah, we have advice. Someone gave advice to give to people. And this actually goes with the advice.
Okay.
So the question is how to go about making friends, especially in like college.
Oh,
and the advice this person says, he said, I have say my advice would be say hi to more people because everyone wants that sense of involvement and everyone is in that same boat as you that first week of college, especially when you're in freshman. I will say I agree with the same thing, but don't get too involved.
Retweet.
Get involved, but don't do too much. Don't feel like you have to do it. Just take your time. Yeah. Take your time.
Yeah. I would say good advice is to make study groups. Honestly, make study groups. Like,
yes.
If you're, especially if you're in a class with, like, a smaller group of people and mm-hmm. it's a little bit more rigorous.
Yeah.
Then, like, if it's, like, intro to communications or something, like, I know, like, work might not be, like, something that has to require a lot of group projects. Like,
yeah.
Get used
Make
to
friends.
Working in groups because that will get you to talk to people and then you might actually get someone that you actually like and want to meet outside of class rather than talking about work.
Yeah.
That's my advice.
Yeah. And don't be scared of being awkward. Everyone is awkward. There's no such thing as being not awkward. Everyone's awkward AF, even professors. So just go for it and do you. And if you are weird or whatever, trust me, there's probably like 8 other people that's weird. That's how we became friends because mm-hmm. we're all weird.
Yes.
Yay. So that's what CSA is.
It's a club of weirdos.
Yeah. It stands for
club.
It's sassy.
We actually Lynn and I joked and we said CSA is actually Converter Student Association because of the amount of people who decide they're like, oh, we want to learn about Islam, and it's like, oh, okay, sure, why not?
Yeah, oh my god, nah, but really dumb.
No, right? I mean,
yes.
There's a lot of people, and then there's all of a sudden non-Muslims who are like, yeah, we want to come pray.
Yeah,
and
we'll
we start praying. I mean,
with you.
And we'll do Ramadan with us, and we'll fast with us. So, I mean, again, we've joked or like, oh my gosh, the level of tolerance that mm-hmm. was built through this organization.
Yes.
High notch. And for me, like, building friends, making friends, I mean, the way that I made friends is I always talk to people, I just always initiate because, like, there's always a sense of awkwardness.
Yes.
And I'm okay with initiating and making myself sometimes look like a fool.
Yeah.
If, you know, it has some level of humor. So, like, for example, my lifelong friend, Leila, the way that we met is during orientation week. And I go up to her. And she wears a hijab, by the way. So, clearly, she's a Muslim.
Yeah.
Based off of what she wears. And I go up to her. I'm like, hi, I'm Hiba. So, are you Muslim? Because so am I. And I asked her a very stupid question, obviously.
And she probably would die
laughing. Leila just looked at me. She's like, ha, ha, ha. She's like, who is this girl? And she's like, I will admit, I'm like, she was like, I was so caught off guard. And I'm like, and she's like, I came to realize you're one of the most, like, smartest and nicest people that I've ever met. But like, she's like, in that moment, I'm like, dang, my first impression of you, wow, she's hella dumb.
I'm not gonna lie. Yeah. When I introduce myself to people, I introduce myself through some type of comedic relief or whatever.
Yeah.
And I don't even try to be funny. People laugh at me, but it's mainly because I'm so real. Like today, this one girl, I was talking about, oh man, the back of her dress looked kind of dirty. And this girl was like dying laughing next to me. You know, we followed each other on Instagram and she's a freshman. So I was like, why her back of her dress look dirty? And then everybody's like, what? I'm like, honestly, I didn't mean to say it out loud, but it was true though.
It's kind of funny because I feel like orientation is also where you can meet like your lifelong friends. Because I met Emra, who is like one of, she's like one of my ride or dies, even though we don't even see each other ever.
We talk so often.
Yeah. It's just not, we don't see each other in person because, like, obviously she's in Columbia. I'm here in St. Louis. Anyway, point is, like, I first met her. We were first in the same row and we were both sitting there and she wasn't saying anything and I wasn't saying anything. And I don't even know how we started talking, but I do remember that I was like, this girl's a stick in the mud. I need to work with her. And look where we are now. Shout out to Emra. I love you.
No, I mean, that's really honestly how it is with, like, friends. Yeah. You know, it happens. Sometimes it works out. Sometimes it doesn't. And that's mm-hmm. normal. I mean, you're going to meet people that you initially think you like, and then you realize as you grow to know them, you're like, there's no bond. There's no connection. And that's normal.
Yeah.
And don't try to fight that, right? Don't try to force friendships either, because I think people want to, like, be involved. They want to make as many friends.
But you need to make your core group. You need to make the people that's going to be there.
Yes. Yeah. The final advice should be quality over quantity.
Preach.
With anything. Thank you.
With anything.
Professional life.
Go off, sis.
Quality, not quantity.
Go off, sis.
Friends. Quality, not quantity.
And also your jeans. Don't be going to no Forever 21 buying some low quality ass jeans because you can buy so many of them. Quality, go to fucking Levi's.
Quality.
And with that, we are done.
Woohoo!
This is over now.
Bye. We love
Bye.
You.
We love
Thank you guys
catch
for
us
having
up.
Me.
Okay, catch us up. Wait.
Okay.
We all can't talk at the same time.
No. Catch us next week on our new episode. Probably not next week, the week after. Whenever we
upload it. Yeah, honestly.
Of course, remember, follow us on our social media at @love_glencoco. @CSay_Quede and @HipsLFC
_LFC.
I'll also put it in our things. Thank you for liking, subscribing, and sharing. Continue to do that. We love you all. Peace.
Bye. And thank you guys again for having me.